So how have you been? It's been a couple years.
I know. Good, busy, but I don't have any complaints. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, what have you been up to lately?
Mostly just working. I've also gone back to school, so when I'm not working, I'm doing school work, but otherwise, just living
Good deal.
the dream. Yeah.
Good deal. What are you studying now?
I'm doing a health IT program at a local school here, but I'm doing it pretty slowly. I'm doing two classes a semester kind of until I finish.
Okay.
So,
Good deal.
yeah, just career shift.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. I appreciate it a lot more going to school the second time because I did my bachelor's after high school and waiting 10 or I guess it was 11 years in between going back. It was a lot different the second time around than it was the first. But it's been
Can
cool. I've
imagine.
enjoyed it.
That's
Yeah.
awesome. Yeah, well, thank you for being willing to join the podcast. So I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Good deal. I guess starting off, how did you get into Ninja Warrior and how did that kind of factor into like how did that change your life and how has it influenced where you are today?
Wow. We actually used to watch it kind of together as a family. We always go out to the beach for a week, and it was probably around the time that Vegas Finals was airing, and we'd always enjoy sitting down and watching it. And then I don't remember if I applied to the show, and I know I got turned down the first time I applied, and I don't remember if it was before testing in Orlando or if it was after testing, but I think it was before. And so I went to Orlando because I'm in Gainesville, which is pretty close, and tested there and had a lot of fan. And they asked me I don't remember if it was the producers or the guys putting on the testing why I didn't apply. And I was like, I did. You guys didn't pick me. And they're like, okay, well, no, we will next time. And oddly enough, they did, so that's good. But that's actually how I got to do Team Ninja Warrior, because they were putting that on shortly thereafter. And so they were like, okay, well, you come do this. And that was so much fun. So I kind of just like stumbled into it
Yeah, that's awesome.
after, I guess that was season 7 in Orlando. Yeah, it was fun.
I didn't realize we
But
both tested there.
testing was a blast
That's awesome.
in Orlando. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I totally forgot
that was
about
season 7, right? I think that's when I
that.
started. Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time doing that. Yeah, I just kind of just fumbled right into it. So, and then I applied again the next year and they called me back.
Good deal. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. I haven't done it now in a couple of years, for various reasons. But I don't say that I would never go back, but it was a good couple of years when I did do it. It's just priorities shift, and it's hard to train. It's hard to train for me enough to be comfortable with competing. You know, I'm
Gotcha. Yeah, that's
sure you
understandable.
understand that.
Yep. It's like adding on another full-time job to whatever you're trying to do.
It is, and especially since we've done it a couple times, and so if you're gonna do it, you want to do it well, and you can't just train here and there and expect to do well, especially not now because there's people that's all they do. So I guess that's where my ego comes into play. I'm like, I'm not gonna do this again until I can like really 100% throw myself at it. But it's
I
fun.
completely understand, and I'm in the same boat. I remember my first season competing was asking people, I'm like, "Oh, did you train?" They're like, "No, we just applied. We're just here." I'm like, oh, "Okay." And now you hear people, "Yeah, I own two, three gyms. I train 10 hours a day, and
Yeah.
a
Oh, I
little
think that's
different."
where like the gap comes in too, because like when we, I don't know if you probably started a little bit before I did, but when we started doing it, that's what, I mean, it's just what everybody did. There wasn't full-time gyms or they were few and far between. And so everybody was kind of in that same world, and they're not anymore, which is cool. It's great. It's a lot more fun to watch on TV when everybody's phenomenal. But it's hard when you don't work in that world to also like train in that world, I think, or to give it, you know, the time and the effort you need to be good at so many different disciplines. I think unless you're like professionally in that world also, I think it's just hard to have the time to do everything you need to do. I never mastered that.
I haven't either.
Yeah, probably never will. That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Same. I feel like my bodies need a little bit more recovery time as I've, not that I'm old, but just as I've gotten older, it's.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. That's another thing. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Yeah. God. And what was that? 14. So I was 25 or 26. And you know, you can just tuck and roll and fall and you know, no problems. And now it's not the same. We need like a buffer in between days if you're going to film. But that's, I think that's the gap that separates us from the teens is they can just, you know, tuck and roll and get back up and go. And we're like, time out. We need a break.
Same. My younger brother, we would train together one night and next morning he'd call me at like 7 a.m. He's like, dude, you want to go hit the gym again? I'm like, no. I can't move.
I know. Like, how about next time this week? Next Wednesday, we're good for that.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's just part of it. I think that's why the not the only reason why the kids are so good. I think they're as good as they are because they have this as like a sport to grow up with, like we did for, you know, t-ball and baseball, volleyball, that they have Ninja. And so they're like, you know, trained to be, you know, the big leagues. And we didn't have that, but they're also young and they bounce back and they're light and that, you know, they're not throwing 100 whatever pounds on their joint.
Exactly. So
we have to be a little bit more careful.
Yep. That we do. And I guess another question is, what was your favorite part about Ninja Warrior? And I guess you did Ninja versus Ninja and Team Ninja Warrior as well as the regular version. So what were your favorite aspects of each and which one did you prefer?
Oh, I preferred Team Ninja Warrior 100%. We had so much fun doing it. And I don't remember, the format changed. The third season we did Team Ninja Warrior. But the first two, I think you were guaranteed to have at least two runs. Like you were going to run against at least two teams. So that completely eliminates the one and done pressure of American Ninja Warrior. And which was cool because that was my first experience on the show was Team Ninja Warrior. So I had no expectations. I had no experiences. And so I was like, at least I know I'm going to have more than one single shot at doing this. And that made a huge difference. I liked doing American Ninja Warrior. It was a lot of fun too, but like, I think one of the seasons for Team Ninja Warrior, we ran like, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 races between like the tiebreakers and the different episodes. Yeah. It over several days. But, I mean, we got more time on the course in 3 days than most people do in like 10 years. Because we were just running like in a race format back to back to back. And that was really cool. I really enjoyed Team Ninja Warrior. I would probably do that again if it came back before I would do the individual, just because of how much fun we had doing it. But, you know, there are prices to pay doing that too, because we were going so fast, so like trying to beat whoever you're racing against that, you know, all caution kind of goes to the wind. Well, for a while there, we were kind of dropping like flies, but we had so much fun doing Team Ninja Warrior. I would do it again, regardless of being injured in the past or not. I would definitely do that one again. And I did do it again after I got injured, but anyway, we had so much fun doing Team Ninja Warrior.
Well, that's awesome. It looked like
it was fun. Yeah.
Like it's still the competitive nature of Ninja Warrior, but it looked like it was a lot more, you could tell the athletes are having a lot more fun with it.
Yeah. We had so much fun, and it was like they didn't just like American Ninja Warrior, they didn't let us like try the course out beforehand, but they like they didn't want you falling on the first or second obstacle because then the race is over. So the way that the obstacles were built, it wasn't like they were they were trying to make you fall. Like some of them are on the show, you know, they want only so many people on American Ninja Warrior to make it past so many obstacles. And the courses, they were set up to be challenging enough, but not so much to where there wasn't a race throughout the whole thing. And so it was a lot more fun. And we certainly still fell, but, it was a lot more fun. And, you know, you totally have this plan, game plan going into it. And then you're on an obstacle the same time as another person. And that game plan just
throw it all away.
It completely goes out the window. I'll never forget. I was on the, they had like some kind of like devil steps, and, you had your own set of stairs, but it shared like monkey bars in the middle. So it was they swung. So whoever got there first was just, you know, had the reins. And so we were on it, and I was ahead of Tiana, but somehow or another, she like was breathing down my neck on these monkey bars. And that was the only one that I really had like shared an apparatus with another person. And you totally lose all sense of any plan that you had when, you know, you're fighting for the next hold. It was fun though. The boys definitely got a lot more aggressive. They were like trying to like kick each other off, which, you know, that's not surprising, but it was fun. It just threw a completely different loop into American Ninja Warrior, because that's not something you ever experience when you're the only one on the course. But it was fun. That was the only time that I had, that I can recall, being on an obstacle the same time as another person, which it was fun. We didn't like have to fight for it, but you definitely have to approach it differently when, you know, it's occupied and but yeah, we really had so much fun filming that.
That's awesome.
I enjoyed it. We did it during the first two seasons, which is totally different. We did it at night, the third one, but during the day was a lot of fun too, because it was just a completely different atmosphere. You know, everybody's ready and, you know, all amped up because it's only noon, not 4 o'clock in the morning. And
no one's sleep deprived for the whole night.
I like that aspect of it. No one's sleep. Yeah. And then the last year they flopped it and we did it at night again. And we were all like, okay, I guess so. But yeah, it was fun. I wish they would bring it back. It was fun. I know the kids do it, but it was a lot of fun to watch too.
I know a couple other countries, I think Denmark, they've only done Team Ninja Warrior. They had that a couple years ago, and then I think it kind of died down as well.
Yeah, I don't know why it doesn't carry the same popularity that American Ninja Warrior does, because it's just as much fun, in my opinion, to watch. But I don't know if it wasn't given the same like slot, so this wasn't prime time and wasn't getting the ratings.
I also noticed it wasn't quite a story.
I think it's more fun to watch, especially when it's, you know, they're a lot of people are just over the stories and they just want to watch the sport, you know.
I feel for you.
So we've also seen the stories. Yeah. I guess some people must like it. They know what they're doing. I mean, they've got a formula and a show that's been on the air for 15 years, so they must know the secret. But I did like that that aspect was less important than the sport part of it.
I liked when they would do specials here and there. They did like the family edition and the college edition of Team Ninja Warrior.
Oh yeah, I didn't see the family edition. I saw college. They filmed college right after they filmed ours. Maybe it was before, but we were around when they were filming it, which is kind of cool. They had a team from UF, which I'm in Gainesville, and the kids that were on the UF team came and worked out with me a couple times.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. They had a good time. So I don't, maybe it was, maybe we weren't there. Maybe that's what I'm thinking, that they came to me. But that was fun to watch too, because I had a little college, something different.
Yeah. I guess another question is, what kind of transitioned you out of Ninja Warrior, where you either stopped applying or decided to kind of transition your life to elsewhere?
That's a good question. Both, to equal parts. I didn't get called back 1 year. That I did apply. When was the last time that I competed? It was in Miami.
Okay.
So 10 or 11, I don't remember. I did apply the following year and I didn't get called back. But I also spent so much time season 9 rehabbing my knee after I blew it out on Team Ninja Warrior that I kind of had to start to make a choice between, you know, I don't want to do that. Not necessarily don't want to get hurt again. That's just life. But how yeah. much it took physically for me to build my knee back up and the strength of my leg back up. I'm like, man, I don't really want to do that again. Sure. So not that it would necessarily happen again. But I'm like, I was in rehab for like 14 months and it was just a huge commitment. And I was like, maybe I'm good. But I did compete twice after my surgery and the rehab, and it was fine. It was strong. I never had any issues with it. But I think once I came back and kind of proved to myself that I could do it, I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'm
maybe you're like, I'm good.
Yeah. Maybe I should bow out gracefully now. But I don't think that I applied since then. So it must have been 11.
Okay.
But I still enjoy watching it and I enjoy following all of my friends that do it. And it has so much less to do with not wanting to injure myself and more so than I just can't give it that want to perfect life.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'd never do it again, but
it is definitely a time commitment, both the training and take kind of stopping everything else just to compete forever, how far you end up going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And there's also, now there's so many like local competitions. So you could still do it mm-hmm. on a smaller scale if you wanted to stay involved, which is pretty cool. It's not like your only option or the only time that you can do this is spring when they film and then there's nothing else to do. Like if that's something that you want to do as a hobby, you could certainly still do it like every other weekend if you wanted to. And the jungle gym's not too far for me, so I could always go down there and play around with them if I wanted to. They've got a sweet gym. It's really cool. Have you been?
I haven't been there. I'm hoping since I moved to Pennsylvania, so I haven't been in Florida for a bit. So hoping to go there in January or February and go to Florida next.
They usually I think they usually have competitions like January, February, if I recall correctly, around January.
I'll need to reach out to them and Rico and see if they have any when I'm planning on being there or seeing if I can move my dates a little bit to try to hit their competition. Cause they always look like they're a blast and multiple stage competitions are pretty rare. Usually do.
Yeah. And they do it right too. The Bergstroms, you don't have to worry about sketchy situations or obstacles and their facilities, that they did it right. Nuts. I've been to a couple where I was like, I don't know if I get on that.
Feel for you. Yeah, I've injured myself on said sketchy obstacles, so I feel for you there.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. It's part of anything.
It's part of the fun. Yeah,
it is, but it can also be prevented in most cases too. So I always appreciate that they've got it all thought out and everything's padded and matted and they can definitely lessen the possibility. There's a couple that I can think of, a couple gyms. I wouldn't put their names out there anyway, but prior to Ninja Gyms like blowing up, where I was like, and it was before we even thought twice about it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was really stupid. But you live, you learn. I guess that's a part of getting older. Smarter, wiser.
Yeah, I was thinking to the Sam ladder I built in my parents' backyard growing up, and that thing was just affectionately called the sketch ladder because it was put together. Just we definitely did not know what we were doing for the most part.
Yeah. My dad built one. He welds, and it was really great. I mean, it was put together perfectly, like from a structural standpoint, but it was just straight up over the grass. You fell, you were just toast. I don't think I ever fell off of it, but. Man, if I had. And the bar was heavy. It was like something we found at Lowe's. It wasn't hollow. It was like just metal.
Oh. Nice.
And what's funny is that, you know, that's something that we used to practice all the time, you know, the salmon ladder, but yeah. You have to be able to get to the salmon ladder. Maybe we should have focused a little bit more on all the things leading up to that, you know?
Yeah. Practice salmon ladder when you're tired. That's the.
Yeah. I know. Not like first thing. I'm going to get it perfect and not be, you know, worn out like you're going to be on the show. But yeah, you learn. Yeah. And now it's like a staple. Now everybody knows how to do it.
I know, it used to be just like a cool skill, and now it's like, okay, it's the salmon ladder now.
Yeah. Now you're like surprised when someone falls off of it. Like, so much harder. It is fun to watch how they've evolved all the obstacles, especially on the back of the course. Sometimes you're like, there's no way. There's no physical way after doing all of that leading up to this obstacle that I could ever get past that. I mean, and it's incredible that people do, that they are, but it's just such a testament to their conditioning and the strength and work that they've put into it, especially the competitors that are like my age, you know, and the ones that have been around forever. You're like, that, I mean, that takes a lot of work to get your body into the shape to be able to do that and do it for that long and still have the endurance to finish the courses like they're putting out now. It's pretty incredible, actually.
I think it's crazy how the obstacles keep getting harder and more targeted and how strenuous they are. And how a lot of the ninjas, it's the first, or I mean, there's always the run throughs that they show you of how it works when you're standing there, but it's the first time they're on it and they're figuring out as they're going along.
But that was one of the things that I didn't catch on to early in probably my career was that the people that were really successful, they knew exactly what they were going to do. They might not have known what it was going to feel like when they were on it, but they knew exactly what their plan was, what they were going to do as they got up there. And once I started like mapping that out in my head, especially for Team Ninja Warrior, because it's fast, you don't have time to sit there and think about what you're doing. That once I started doing that, I was like, oh man, it's a lot easier to do it when it's in your brain before you start running. I definitely didn't learn that immediately. I think Jessie Graff, she's really great about like sitting there and looking at something and like getting the moves out in her head like before she does it. And it took me a while to catch on to that, I think. I don't know why. I wasn't paying enough attention, I guess. But once I did, it made it a lot easier.
I know my first season, I thought I had my moves figured out and realized when I was on the obstacle, I thought completely wrong. So I had to throw away my whole plan and kind of wing it a bit. And that was a lot more tiring than it should have been.
Yeah, it happens. I can think the first time that I can think of that I really planned out what I was going to do is their third season of Team Ninja Warrior, they had like the ring toss, and there was three sections. So it went up and then down and then up again. And I had planned out in my head the moves I was going to make to get on it and off of it efficiently. And the one thing that the surgeon that did my knee, the one thing that he said I should probably try not to do is take like big risky dismounts. That's like the only thing they said to me. They're like, you're going to be fine, but like, you know, maybe if like you cannot do that, that's probably best. And so I planned out these moves in my head, and there's three, and I executed it perfectly. But for some reason, I got to the end of two, and I was like, I can get off, and I did. And then I didn't even think about what had happened until somebody came up to me afterwards and were like, "Man, that was a great move." And I watched it back and I was like, oh my God, why did I do that? I skipped the entire last section of the ring toss, took a huge dismount, far bigger than the one that blew my knee out originally. And I was like, that's what they meant when they said, you know, maybe don't do that. And so when it aired, I sent the video to the surgeon that fixed my knee. Like, nice. And it was fine. And, you know, they wouldn't have released me if they didn't feel comfortable. But it was, you know, I had this plan and I did it, but I still threw everything out the window when I saw like a better opportunity. And it was better because it worked, but it could have not worked. I skipped the entire third row of whatever the little things are that the ring does. And I was like, that's what they, yeah, I didn't even touch the third one. It looked cool, but it's like, that's what they were talking about. Okay, well, but it happens. But that was the first time that I can remember standing there and like, okay, if I put my, you know, right hand up here first, I can hit this one here, and it did, and it worked until it didn't. And I just bailed on my game plan. It just, yeah, that's just kind of my style. just wing it. And that's why I never had massive success on the show probably, but it was more fun.
And yeah, I remember talking with like Flip Rodriguez and Rico and some of the other top competitors, and I was like, oh, how would you do this obstacle? And it just sounded like they were writing a book on how to do it. And I'm like,
yeah,
I was just thinking of the distance between the two laches, not how I'm gonna get there and get off. I was like, that's a different way to approach things.
Yeah, but I think that's why they've been so successful, because they're analyzing it just like, you know, something that you do for work. They're thinking about everything that they have to do to do it successfully. Whereas some of us, we just don't even remember what half of what happened on the course when we're finished.
You're like, watch it. We're like, oh, that's what happened. Personalities.
Yeah. And you're like, man, I don't remember falling there. But I think that the people that have been on the show for so long and they're so successful is because they do. It's so methodical what they're doing, which is cool. It's fun to watch. But they're breaking it down, and that's why they're good at it, because they know exactly what to expect and what to do if this happens and what to do if that happens. And I think that just comes with experience, you know, and not winging it. But
yeah, which I think is my like style as well.
Winging it's kind of fun. It works. It's like 50-50. It works out half the time.
Exactly. I guess another question is, how has fitness still stayed a part of your life, or is it still a big part of your life?
Oh yeah, it's still a huge part of my life. I would honestly probably say I'm physically in better shape than I was when I was competing, because when I was competing, I was so focused on trying to be strong in the areas that would be to doing well in the show, and just like trying to be young and healthy as I can be, and it's just more balanced. I think one of the reasons why I did injure myself like I did is because I spent so much time training my upper body strength and my grip strength and all of the things that would help me be successful on, you know, hanging obstacles, and I neglected lower body strength, and then, you know, I took one big fall and my leg just kind of, you know, I think that was my fault. But now, you know, I just enjoy training, a little bit of everything, but it's definitely a huge part of my life.
That's awesome.
I don't know that I could go get on obstacles right now. I think my shoulder, my joints would be like, what's going on? But physically still, you know, just the same, just training my body in different ways than if I was, you know, trying to, to do obstacles or to be proficient in the areas that you need to be proficient at for the show.
So, any advice you have for anyone that wants to get on the show other than study and break things down?
That's a good question. I think, yeah, find someone who, I don't want to say what they're doing, but has been on the show, and pick their brains about what they do to be successful. That's one of the things that I really enjoyed learning and making friends with people over the years. And it's so impressive to me how much effort they put into being good at what they're doing. And not even just like from a physical, I mean, you know, everybody trains physically hard for different sports and things. But it, like, there's so many disciplines you have to be good at to be successful on the show. I mean, you have to be good at just movement. You know, the parkour guys do great because they're so good at, you know, just basic movement, grip strength, you know, upper body agility. You just have to be good at so many different disciplines. And it's always just, it's super impressive to me that the people that are really successful are good at so many different like aspects of fitness. And that's something that I never, well, I don't really have any background in like gymnastics or anything that made me air aware. And that was very apparent. And those people, just my favorite people to watch is like the people that are aware of their bodies more so than just like strong and can muscle their way through obstacles, like two totally different types of people. Find one of those people that's really air aware and aware of what their bodies are doing when they're on the obstacles and try and learn that from them, because that's like one of the most important skills. I don't know if you even call it a skill. One of the things that I really look up to in some of the competitors that I didn't have, like Barclay and her gymnastics and Tiana and her pole vault, just all of those sports that make them so aware of where their body is in the air. It's definitely, you can tell that it contributes to their success on that show. So that'll be my advice. Find someone that's good at all of the disciplines and try and learn what they're doing and how they're doing it.
Good deal. That's solid advice.
Yeah, it's not easier said than done, because you have to also like find that person first. But that's one of the things that I've enjoyed most about meeting people, and you know, just the different level of, like, I don't want to say different level of athletes or athleticism, but of all the sports I've ever done, doing the show and the obstacle stuff has the culmination of like all of those disciplines, like all mixed into one. So it's just cool. It's very diverse. Where are we going to find like an Olympian and a, you know, professional football player and like all in the same, you know, all in the same arena? The third year we did Team Ninja Warrior, they were all former Olympians. And you're like, when does that happen? You know, they were great. They were really good. It's just what people watch and learn and pick people's brains. That would be my advice.
Good deal. Yeah, that was one thing I really enjoyed about Ninja Warrior, especially when it was first starting off, is it wasn't like football, basketball, volleyball, or any like the big sports where if you reached out to competitors, you'd have like a better chance of winning the lottery than them responding. But Ninja Warrior, a lot of them are just really down to earth. They're like, oh yeah, I got a couple minutes. What's up?
Yeah. Definitely. That's I mean, I think that's also because I don't want to like postulate it just as a TV show, but it's not the same like world. And I know so many competitors want it to be like a professional sport, and I did too. I think that would be great. But I think that that's one of the reasons why people are so approachable, because it only exists right now in like one dimension, and we want people to be interested and communicate back because we want it to grow. We want it to be popular. We want it to stick around. And I think that's one of the reasons why people are so approachable. They want to talk to you about it. They want to make sure that it sticks around. I hope that it does. I think that it will. I think as much trouble as we like to give NBC for the stories and the things that we may or may not fast forward through when we watch it, they've been running for almost 15 years now, and so they've figured it out. So I think it'll stick around for a while. I hope so. I enjoy watching it.
I say at the very least, if the show doesn't stick around, I think the network of gyms will definitely be around for a while.
Yeah, I do too. I wish that there was more, and again, on that aspect, I'm an outsider because I've never really been involved with that circuit, but I wish there was a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? Not continuity, but it seems like there's so many different organizations trying to do the same thing, that I think that it would be so much more successful if there was just this one big world. And I know that's impossible because everybody wants to have their thing, but just from watching some of the things that have been going on lately, it seems like everybody's, they want the same end goal. It seems like everyone's throwing their shoes in the same basket and
just have different approaches really on it
because of that. I don't have a, yeah, yeah. And I think I saw something, some competition that's supposed to happen recently, it didn't, and people were upset about it. And then another competition was supposed to happen and it didn't, and people were upset about it. And it's just unfortunate that not one big entity has really like just taken over, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess NNL did. I think maybe they just have some competition now. I don't know. Like I said, I'm an outsider in that aspect, but
yeah, I know. I think in the East Coast, NNL is the main one, and then on the West Coast, it's UNNA or UNAA.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. I'm definitely just stuck on the East Coast, but man, I want to see it grow. I want to see everybody be able to do it year round. it just seems like everybody's kind of like fighting at each other about it right now. But again, that's totally outsider perspective. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's just me, people watching.
Same.
Yeah. But it's cool that they're doing it because it's, you know, like we said, we want it to be a sport. You know, mm-hmm. we want there to be like, you know, like they have Little League, and yeah, it's a cool activity. I hope that someone can figure out a way that that becomes like standardized. That's the word that I'm looking for, standardized. And then it just, you know, it's everywhere, which I guess it is to an extent. That's why the 15-year-olds are kicking our butts on the show every year.
Yeah, man. Sorry, you first.
They're incredible. I mean, it's like a whole different show. You know, they let the age limit, they dropped it, right? So they could compete. Mm-hmm. And now they need just like to create two different shows.
Seriously.
Like take the rest of us out of it and give them like their own, like they'll be on Monday nights and so like 14 to 19, and then the rest of us can be Tuesday night. Just take
seriously.
It out. No, they're really impressive to watch. I've actually really enjoyed watching the teens. I know I love me some Reddit, and I know that the Ninja Warrior Reddit, they're always harping about the kids and not liking, they're not wanting to watch the kids, and I love it. And they're so impressive. The things that they can do, it's I find it to be incredibly impressive, especially from an athletic standpoint. I'm like how are they doing that?
It's incredible. I used to be a coach out in Utah, just as kind of like a fun side job at one of the local gyms. And just the things that kids will come up with, I'm like, why are you doing it that way? They're like, well, I tried it this way, didn't work, so I'm just going to keep trying it until it sticks. I was like, wow, I wish I had that kind of creativity and dedication.
Yeah, we would just try the same thing over and over
until we finally make it work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a different era. Yeah, mm-hmm. It brings kind of a different culture, I think, which was hard for the rest of the community to embrace at first. But I don't necessarily mm-hmm. think it's a bad thing. I think it's just this evolution, and I think it's cool. I personally enjoy watching them.
I do too,
especially if they carry it on. If they keep doing it, like if the show lasts for another, I don't know, 14 seasons, and they're then at that point of, you know, your flips and everybody else, and they've been doing it for that long. I don't know how they're going to challenge them, you know, if it becomes something that they stick with, you know, athletically.
I was thinking of that too, because my family were fans of the show back when it was just in Japan. So I was 8, and I imagine about 13 years. So if I had the same opportunities they did, I would be crazy to see where I'm at. And I'm excited to see, just because they're already way above where I hope to be, just seeing where they go in a couple years.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's limitless. I just think about even you're in high school playing sports, like how much room you had to grow by the time you finished college, you know, and mm-hmm. that's where they're at. But with just a new sport, I think they're just like cracking, they just barely crack the ice with the kids. But also, having said that, they also have to be a lot more careful, because their kids. So
yep.
Like, at what point does their talent exceed the fact that production can't hurt them? Like, you know, the adults.
Yeah.
we're much less of a liability, you know. But
I was going to say expendable, but liability is a better.
Oh. Liability is was a better choice. Yeah. Expendable almost came out of my mouth.
That was the word I was thinking. I was like, wait, that's the wrong word.
Yeah. I mean, they're just minors and we're adults, yeah. And you know, we make adult decisions that may or may not land us in trouble. So I think that's something that they probably have to do differently. But that's gonna be crazy to see what they do in the future with this group, especially this group of, like, I don't know how old they are exactly, but like 15 to 19, what they do to challenge them and not leave everybody else in the dust, with the exception of, you know, the few 10 or 15 that have been around forever. It'll be interesting. At some point, I feel like those levels are, one's going to outweigh the other, and you're going to be like, holy crap, like, how do we make courses that don't look easy on TV, because the people have been doing it now for 15 years. But they keep doing it because it doesn't look easy on TV. Even
no, it does not.
But I mean, think about what it was, even like season 7, which is when I came in. Like, think about the obstacles of that course compared to the ones that were on this year. It's like nothing. And it's like, you know, like 75% of the competitors would finish that course, which is cool. It just goes to show the evolution of the sport.
I was even thinking like ANW4 to ANW7, like season 4 looks so easy compared to 7. I was like, okay, that's about as hard as it can get. And now it's the same thing. Just like the course that we were on.
I imagine it'll keep, it's completely different and technical, but you know, everybody's stronger and better. And I guess that's true for every sport. You know, I guess this is where you can keep making it harder. You can only make basketball so hard. But it's cool. It's definitely been fun for me to be a part of, even as I'm not like competing now. I really, after competing in sports all through high school and college, when I graduated, you know, you're like, all of a sudden, that's it, you're done. And for a couple of years, I was like, man, like, what am I going to do to challenge myself? And then that kind of just like fell into my lap. And so that took the next 5 or 6 years for me to like, not do the same thing, but kind of like have the same thing. And you know, you meet new people and through athletics, and it was definitely, I'm glad that I did it, for sure. It was a cool thing to pick up on, like, in adulthood, that you don't normally have the chance to do as an adult, you know, like most 22-year-olds go meet new people, you know, at the bar or the football games or whatever, but we were doing it in the gym. So there's definitely something to be said for that. I definitely appreciate that.
I appreciate that it's kind of like you said, it's something you can just pick up even as an adult. It's not like gymnastics where if you're already 6 or 7, it's already, your time to start has already ended.
Yeah, definitely. And there's also like, I guess there's a minimum, you know, age, but there's so many people that do it. Like, you know, I say that I feel like I'm in the older age group because I'm, you know, 33, almost 34. Now that there's 16, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, but there's also like 55, 60, 65-year-old people that are picking this sport up and doing it. And it, that just doesn't happen in very many hobbies. With the exception of like pickleball, which seems to be popping up everywhere. You know, that one seems to attract a little bit of everybody, but I think that's what makes it unique. And that makes the community unique too. I mean, where are you going to go where you'll run into friends that are 20 or 70, you know, which is pretty cool. It definitely makes for a unique community.
Definitely. Yeah, I don't know. It's just been fun to watch it as a kid and then be a part of it and still watch it as an adult, just see how things have changed. And I was like, oh, I was part of it for a little, like, this is fun.
Yeah. Would you do it again?
I definitely would. I am repairing my shoulder. So working on getting it strengthened back up after a labral tear. But if it heals to a point where I could, I would love to train again to where I'd, it would be worth my time to be on it or like to compete rather than just say, oh, I'm on another season.
Yeah. Well, especially since I think once you've done it once, it, you know, the first time you're like, ah, I got to be a part of this. It's so cool. But then you do it again. You're like, all right, I really want to like, I want to see how well that I can do doing this. Like it's two totally different experiences too. So I agree completely. Shoulder is tough though. Mine was a knee. Shoulder's tough because you're going to involve that in most, probably almost everything that you come up across in some aspect, maybe with the exception of like, well, no, they have a rope on the first obstacle now too. So shoulder's really important, I guess. You kind of can't get around that one, but that's cool. Yeah. And you just leave the door open a little bit. Never say never.
Exactly. It's one of those, I think I'm definitely enjoy going to ninja gyms and training more as a, just like a physical fitness aspect than rather competing. Mm-hmm. And I like that it's a sport that you can do for both.
Yeah, absolutely. I've said from the get-go, testing the course is 100 times more fun than competing.
Same.
Like doing the show itself. It's so much more fun. The show is so much more stressful. And I'm not I don't get stressed out. I'm just not a very stressful individual. And it stressed me out. I'm like, man, why do we keep doing this to ourselves when testing is so much fun? You get to test 10 times more obstacles.
Fall in the water, you just dry yourself off, pop back up.
Yeah. You get another one. You give them feedback. You kind of actually get to be a part of the show, you know, like the process of putting it together. And then a couple of times that I did the show, I was like, every time I was like, man, why do I keep doing this to myself? And it's a blast. And every time that I did it, I was so happy that I did it. But that like 2 hours leading up to it, I was like, this isn't fun. I don't know why I keep doing that until you get on the course and then it's fun. And you know why you keep doing it. But I did not have that same feeling about Team Ninja Warrior because it's so fast. You don't have time to think about it, like stress yourself out. That was just fun. I wish that they would bring that back. I would 100% do that again if offered. That was so much fun. Dangerous. It was definitely dangerous. I've watched it back a couple times. I'm like, oh my God, like so-and-so's fighting. Two of the guys, I don't remember off the top of my head, were like in a full on, like, they call it, try and knock somebody off.
Yeah. Didn't they have, I think there's one where like one of the guy's legs were wrapped around the other guy and they were going together.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I think it was definitely JJ, which is not surprising. And I think it was Nick Coolridge. That's exactly who it was. And we were watching it. And I was like, cause they told us interaction is okay. But they got they got to the point where it was not just interaction anymore. I don't think they told them to stop, but I think that they told them while they were suspended in the air, like, okay, you guys keep moving. Like they were like chicken fighting. That's the word I was looking for. And that was fun, but That's the only instance that I can think of where they took it probably a little too far. But you know, boys, they'll be boys. But that was so much fun. I would 100% do that again. Should they ever bring it back? And they might, or they might not. I don't know. We may have to go to a different country and do it.
You know, that'd be fun. I got to go to Sweden. They did Ninja Warrior a couple seasons. And then they'd on air, and then they started doing Ninja Warrior obstacle course races. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to do one of their obstacle course races, and that was a blast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a completely different, I mean, it's just a different experience when you're racing.
Yeah.
And it's fun. And so doing that, racing someone, not just yourself and your time, but racing someone side by side, it was fun. I think for me, it pushed me in a way that the American Ninja Warrior didn't, because there you're like thinking about everything you're doing because you don't want to fall. But when you're racing, even if you fall, if you're getting your butt kicked and somebody's way ahead of you, it doesn't matter. So it just pushes you and it's in a more competitive direction, I think, which, you know, for me it was fun. We had some fun races.
I'm glad. Let's see. I guess one more question is, what's been your takeaway from your American Ninja Warrior experience? Or like, what's some lessons you've learned from it?
That's a good question. I think that my answer would change from year to year. I think after my first year or my first season on American Ninja Warrior, I didn't realize how ill prepared I was. I thought just because I was strong that I would be like fine. And then I can recall vividly being on the stupid spin cycle obstacle. And I got stuck between the second one and the third one. I had no idea what to do. And I don't remember what obstacle was after that, but it shouldn't have been hard for me. It's like strength-based, but I didn't get there. And so that was my takeaway from the first season, was being strong is like maybe 20% of, you know, of the battle when it came down to it. So after that, I focused more on the things that I didn't feel comfortable on my first time. And like I said, I think I took away something different each time I competed. For me, I was trying to, trying to verbalize it. I didn't care as much about like completing the course, I think, as some other people. I wanted to, what was important to me was completing the obstacles that I knew that I should be able to complete. Mm-hmm. If I made a mistake on something that I have never touched before, and you know, that wouldn't have upset me. So my goal every time that I touched a course was to do all of the things that I knew that I should be able to do, and then kind of figure out what I could, you know, how I can move on and move up from there. So, and I don't know, it just depends on the course and what I took away from it. After Miami, we had this big rings. I got hung up on the really big one, and I hung up to that thing for so long that they're like, "All right, you have to. you're done. Like, just get off." So, you know, it was an evolution from the spin cycle the first time. I didn't fall in between the two. I just couldn't figure out how to get off of it. I don't know. It just depended on the course. I can't recall falling on or failing in something that I really had no business falling. That's what have bothered me more so than failing in general. So yeah, it just depended on the course. That was my takeaway. As long as I learned something new and felt comfortable with performing the things that I should have performed successfully, then I was pretty happy with it. I know a lot of people don't see it that way. They're like, you know, complete the course or it wasn't worth it. And I never looked at it like that. Especially when you're given one chance to do something that you've never done before. I mean, statistically, you're not going to be successful far more times than you're going to be successful. I think a lot of people get burnt out like that too. I can't think of anybody like in particular, but you're trying to be perfect on something that's designed for you not to be able to be perfect on. It's just mentally really challenging to keep doing it over and over again. And I watch people season to season, and I can tell the people that struggle with that, that want to be perfect every year, and then maybe fall on something that they didn't feel like they should have fallen on, and then kind of struggle thereafter. And they don't realize that those courses are built for that to happen. And and I think that a lot of people, that's hard to get past. You know, you have to, that's something that I would always consider, but I can see it happening sometimes. And I don't know, I think that's hard because there's always somebody else coming up behind you. So they probably feel the need to be perfect, but yeah, keep in mind that somebody is building this course for people to fall on because they have to have people to fall to make the television show. So, yeah. But that's just my outside perspective and watching it. But like I said, I probably approach it differently than other people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I felt early my first season, or earlier than I was expecting to go out on. I remember just falling in the water. I'm like, all right, well, that was the way not to do that. How would I do this differently next time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's cool, and I'm sure that's not true for everyone, but most people I think that I can think of did get a second chance. I think very few people that get called back to be on the show never got called back again. And I'm not saying that's never happened, but most people that I can think of that, you know, were all hyped up to do the show and whatever and fell in the first obstacle, I can't think of very many people who never got another chance to do it. So I think if people thought about that as well, it might change their experience a little bit. And I'm sure that has happened, but I think more times often than not, most people will tell you they've done it twice, at least twice.
Yep.
So you learn the first time and then, you know, try and do better the second time. Exactly. It's true for everything. I don't remember my first time. I fell on, that was the spin cycle obstacle, but I was so worried that I was going to fall on just the first obstacle. And I wasn't, I mean, not that it can't happen, but I was so focused on that. We must have done stupid steps like 100 times. And we were in Atlanta at Ninja Core, I think. We must have done the steps like 100 times. And I was there with JJ and he was like, you can do these. You've done it 100 times. You're not going to fall on the steps. But I had it in my mind. I was like, this cannot happen. And it didn't. And, you know, and I should have spent that time working on
something else.
But that's just part of it. You know, you get so fixated on like the little things that you forget to look at the bigger picture. Maybe that's my biggest takeaway is you got to remember that there's more than just the one thing that you're hyper-focused on the course, and think about what you're going to do everywhere. I most certainly got to an obstacle 1 year that I hadn't even thought about because I was so worried about something before it that when I got past that obstacle that I was so worried about, I was like, oh crap, I can't plan for this one. So yeah, if I have one point of advice, look at all of the obstacles before you, not just the one that you're really worried about.
I like it. And hearing you talk about not wanting to fall on obstacle one, that was me every year. I was like, okay, if I can just make it past the first obstacle, then I can at least breathe and work on the next ones. But like, please don't let me fall the first one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it happens. We watch it happen several times a year to people who have never done it before, to people who do it all the time. I mean, it happens. It happens in every sport, but it's just, you know, you don't want to hyper focus on
one.
You know, you're so worried about doing that you're not paying attention to what you're doing.
Well, I want to be respectful of your time. We're right about an hour, and I just want to say thank you for catching up, and it's always good to catch up with you, Erica.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me know next time you're in Florida.
Definitely will.
Or if you come down to Jungle Gym. I haven't been down there in a while, so yeah, let me know.
Good deal. Have to get a game together. We're good.
Yeah, definitely. We'll do something fun.
Good deal. Well, thank you again, Erica, and wish you all the best in your IT healthcare adventures and endeavors. I'm in the IT world myself, so it's a good field.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've been really enjoyed learning new stuff. I've been in the program now for about a year and a half. So I've really enjoyed learning, which sounds terrible, but learning a lot more than I thought that I would. It's just a different experience than the first time. I guess it's different because I'm more of an adult now than I was, you know, at 18 or 20. But when you're spending all of your free time doing it, you have a whole different, you know, appreciation for what you're doing than when, you know, college was a little bit different.
I keep thinking about when I did my undergrad versus my my grad school because they're two totally different fields of study. Thinking, wow, I really had to choose what I wanted to do at that age. I didn't even know what I wanted to eat for breakfast half the time.
I know. It's kind of scary. And I remember thinking this just recently. I was picking, I guess when I was selecting classes, I don't remember, but I was like, I don't remember doing any of this in undergrad. I don't remember. I'm sure I did. I graduated. I have a degree. But I was like, I don't remember picking classes. I don't remember studying so hard for exams. I'm like, what was I doing? What was I doing? I did fine. You know, I do have a degree.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, it's different. Yeah. It's just, you have to be so much more mindful of your time, of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But it's cool. It's been a really different experience for me, and I appreciated it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again, Erica, and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend.